The Government Accountability Office, or GAO, will undertake a comprehensive study of the failure of the pre-trial release system and the use of electronic ankle monitors. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, Syracuse area Congressman John Katko pushed for the review, which could be the first step to revamping a system that has been responsible for deadly failures.
Bill Craig has been pushing for changes in the rules around pre-trial release for years. He has a personal reason. He was the first person on the scene of the most high-profile failure of that system in central New York when he happened upon Lori Bresnahan on the side of a road in Clay in March of 2013. She was dying after being abducted by David Rents, who'd stabbed her and raped her daughter. Rents was on pretrial release. He'd taken apart his electric ankle monitor and gone free.
It was nearly 8 years ago that I stated that Lori and our community deserved answers on the failures of pretrial release and electronic monitoring that allowed David Rents to steal Lori Bresnahan from all of us. Today is day one in getting those answers.
Craig says this GAO review can expose problems in the system that led to Bresnahan's death, as well as dozens of others across the country. Among other things, they'll study the number and types of crimes involving individuals on pretrial release, the response of probation and pretrial services when there's evidence of tampering, and staffing challenges those services face. Once he sees the report, Katko says the next step would be crafting legislation based on findings and recommendations.
It is our fervent hope that this effort will lead to safer communities and ensure tragedies like the one we witnessed in 2013 will be prevented.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.